טוב, now we're going to talk about Rabbi Shmuel Shapira from the book Asaraf, Aaron Kliger wrote it, chapter Gimel. I'm going to read about, till now it was Rabbi Shmuel Shapira before he became Breslev. Now we'll see how he became Breslev. קבוצה חסידית קטנה כמעט בלתי נודעת. There was a little group, instead of group, almost unknown, hidden in the corner of Yerushalayim Shemala. This small group, there were just comets, just a few oivdim. I thought I read the term oivdim.
Sure.
Yeah, but oivdim. Just say oivdim, okay? That was the word. Adat chasidei Breslev v'nafsham b'shmei Shmaya. This was the congregation, but only a very few of Breslev v'chasidim, but their souls were up in Shamayim Mamash. More than this group had any existence, he burcha b'gagua. It was blessed with the yearning. And their weapon against the whole outside world was yearning and yearning and yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In their insides were burning, and it filled up the disgusting place of the being. The yearning to have Hashem in me, it just threw away the whole wanting the being, the wanting to be. Breslev kulam antaz metei me'ad ba'ir atika. In those days, 80 years ago, Breslev, there was a few people in the Eir Atika, a few people in the new Yerushalmi neighborhoods, new, I'm talking about Bet Israel, Na Sharim, those new ones being outside the walls. Yeah, and a few in the north, in Tzfat and Meron. Right? All around the world, there were only a few tens, less than 100 Breslev Hasidim in those days. Because after the Second World War, thousands of Breslev Hasidim were wiped out in Poland and in the Ukraine. Right? So there was hardly anything left. באותם ימים, בשלהי השלטון העות'מאני הרקוב שרמס את חוט השדרה הרוחני והחומרי של היישוב, in those days, at the end of the Turkish ruling over here in Israel, which anyway, that was their ruling, it broke. There was no physicality at all here. Hamash, people were very poor. Then there was awakening of people that are close to Breslev. Yeah, and also amongst the Breslev Hasidim who were here in Yerushalayim, there was a group that was always going to look for more souls. Missionaries. Sticking out amongst them that were getting people close to Breslev was Rabbi Shmuel Meir Anshin. So today his grandchildren are here in the shul, great grandchildren giving classes all over the place. Ubno, his son Yisrael Nachman. Together with other people of Breslev and Hasidim, yeah. Rabbi Yisrael Nachman Anshin was practically the live spirit behind getting people, is like the Rav Arush of the generation in those days. Get people close to Breslev. But there was hardly any Breslev. Okay? There were hardly any people in the country at all in those days. There were maybe, I don't know, 500,000 Jews in the whole country. There's hardly anyone here. So what did he used to do? He used to go to Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, and he looked for the good buffer, the sharp one, the one that you want to serve Hashem. And slowly he used to seduce them to become Breslev and Hasidim.
What year was this?
This is right after the second, 70 years ago, 75 years ago, during the Second World War.
After the Second World War,
and before and also. No. Here we're talking about. No. Here earlier. 1917.
Right, yeah, before the Second World War.
Yeah, before. So right after the
First World War.
After the First World War.
Before the British or after the British?
At that period of time. When they were fighting between the British and the Turks. למרות ההתנגדות הגדולה שדרכה של ברסלב סגרה ממהם, despite the great, אני אעשה התנגדות, going against opposition, that the way of ברסלב was hit, they were, I don't know, people were against it, right? הייתה לפעילות, this פעילות, this action that they did amongst the people, the guys in Eitz Chaim, it worked well. Because the physical life in Yerushalayim in those days was very, very poor. And people were striving for some other type of life that would give them life, because there was no food, so at least spiritual life. Breslev, and it's, how do you say Sochef? Sochef. Samech Vav Chet Pei. Under, like the, another tide is a sacha. Some of
us
said
that?
Yeah.
No? Sweeping?
Sweeping, yeah. It's a sweeping spirit, you can say that?
Yeah.
Sweeping spirit. Breslev and its sweeping spirit gave the answer that those people were looking for a little bit more spirituality in their life. Olam pniyut shalat Breslev ha'am etziyat v'chizot rabim. Inside world of the Breslev congregation, they had a lot of fundamentals. I don't know how to say this. That of Shmuel Shapira's stormy nefesh needed like air, like breathing air. First of all, Breslev touches the soul itself, directly to the soul we go, without any tachposet, costumes, masicha, right, barriers, nothing, direct, you know that, right? Breslev never lied to the soul. Everyone, if you know Breslev, you feel, if you know what Breslev is, talks to your soul. Breslev also was blessed with the blessing of, I said, yearning, you know, the lung thing, well, I forgot that word that we learned today. Yearning, and another word there. And Shmuel was the biggest yearner of all yearners of that generation. Breslev also nullified the being, oneself being, like the earth, the dust of the earth, and like the chametz, the burning chametz after its burning. And more that Breslev held itself, it held what people have to know, that they don't know. The more you go from Breslev, you know you don't know. But higher from everything, Rav Shmuel felt the closest to Breslev, and in the Breslev's Avoida. What's the voice of Avoida? Chatzot, Hitbodedut, yearning of the heart, Tefillah B'Koach, good points. Broken heart, happiness, cleanness to the tzaddik, cleaning the tzaddik. In those days, Breslev was enriched with the best property, best thing that Rav Shmuel needed, which is the blessing of bizyonot, disgrace. Breslev of those days was blessed with the blessing of disgrace in a way that forced Rav Shmuel, when he got close to Breslev, hide from his mother, the widow, that he joined this Hasidic cult of Breslev. He said, "Go, you could be blessed, you could be Hasidic. Be Tolda Salon. I'm not saying they're all great. Be this, be that." Then there wasn't Tolda Salon, there was whatever there was, the Shomer Muni. Not even before that.
But even before then, there was Yonos. It wasn't like a new thing.
Yeah.
There was always
Breslev?
Yeah.
Until
now, I'm saying.
But no, until today is not like that.
No, I'm saying that before his time, there was.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, Rav Nosson, after Nosson. Bait Chadash La'avoda, a new house for work. Breslev, Lemaise, completed all that Rav Shmuel began building before he got close to Breslev, with his own power, with his own understanding, without the Rebbe. At the end of the first year of the death of his father, Shmuel was about 20 years old. He began doing his first steps in the way of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He joined the gang, like the group of Farav HaChashuv, Rabbi Yisrael Nachman Anshin, that worked amongst the young boys in Eitz Chaim. He sits when he's gone. He peeked into a Breslev. He was hit, a Breslev. When he chbash kalil, he wasn't hit. He was conquered completely with the Eish Tamid of the Nachal Noveh, Rabbeinu. ההתקרבות שלו הייתה מפעימה. His getting closeness, close to Rabbeinu, was shocking, was like amazing. בניגוד למתקרבים אחרים, as opposed to other people getting close to the Breslev, he didn't have all kinds of kishushim, I wanted to make sure, is it right, is it not right, no. There was no going back, no retracting, no. Like everything, whatever, like his whole life, when there was avodah to do, haloch yelech, salulu v'ru gam kan, it was clear to him the way. He saw Breslev, this is my place. Pikpukim v'asasanut, doubts and hesitation, belongs only to someone that has any connection to physicality. What people will say, or kind of stuff like that, it means I have to throw everything away. But he, to begin with, was clear to him that Breslev is going to enlighten his life until the last day, including the last day. And from that moment, hit him this knowledge, this knowing. And he nullified his das, his brain, completely to what Rabbeinu says. He immersed his 248 limbs of his body and his soul in the purifying waters of a Nachal Noveh, Rabbeinu. Amazing description. Through spiritual burning and holy flames, nullifying all the senses and all his personal
self-interest.
Yeah, Hamash. Once I want to finish here. Breslev lived then in Betzel, in the shade of difficult and bitter, hardened and bitter opposition. Yerushalayim of those days, there was a lot of opposition to Breslev in general, and to Hasidus in general, and to Breslev specifically. Forcefully, Rav Shmuel was forced to hide for a long time the fact that he got close to Rabbeinu. Especially, he hid it from his mother, the widow, because he knew how much. How much tzar it will cause her. And also, obviously, also it was clear that it will cause tzar to others, that they will go to her and explain to her what a great loss Judaism had, the fact that Shmuel became close, Shmuel the Ilui. Came close to Breslev. With time, came out that his mother's reaction to his getting close to Breslev was a lot difficult than what he even imagined. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Nope.